Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam. Quickly, let me summarize to you what we have covered so far. We talked about Muhammad was born 570 AD, claimed to be a prophet 610 AD, and he died 633 AD. He was born in the city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia, grew up like everybody else, worshipping his black stone, one of 360 gods which all the Arabs who live in Saudi Arabia used to worship. There were also Jews and Christians who lived in Mecca during Muhammad's days. He claimed to be a prophet at the age of 40. Muhammad made up some of the poetry of his Quran in Mecca when he continued to live there for 13 years. All the early poetry which Muhammad taught or dictated was written in a moderate, soft style. Few people believed in him, and then his wife and his uncle died, and he emigrated from Mecca to the city of Yathrib, a Jewish city whom he took by the edge of the sword in 2 years or so, and then Muhammad continued to write the poetry of the Quran, which is known to be the Medini Quran. For in the city of Medina, the language of the Quran changed from moderate to jihadi and terrorism. In Medina, Muhammad became a very strong militant man, and he was able in 9 years to take over the entire Saudi Arabia peninsula. Muhammad went back and invaded the city of Mecca, and he made it a holy city for the Muslims. None of the Muslims believed in Muhammad, neither the Arab nor the foreigners. For the Arabs said they believed, and Allah said, "No, do not say we believe, but say we surrendered." That is, because faith never entered their hearts. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 49 and verse 14. And then after Muhammad died, his followers invaded all the countries of the Middle East as they killed all the men and they took the women and the children as concubines and slaves. Just as Muhammad did in the last 10 years of his life, they raped the women to produce Muslim children, and this is known as ethnic cleansing. We know that there are some Muslims in America who practice taqiyya, Quran chapter 3, verse 28, where they are taught from the Quran that it's okay for them to take infidels for friends with their tongue, not with their heart. That is, if they fear for their life. We also know that Allah in the Quran gives the Muslim the permission to live in peace with the infidels when they do not have the upper hand, as it is written in Quran chapter 47 and verse 35. In our last program, we talked about lying in Islam, and we know that in Quran chapter 16 verse 106, Allah gives the Muslim the right to deny their faith if they are compelled, as long as their heart is secure in faith. Also, Allah taught the Muslims that it is okay for them to lie when they give an oath. And that's why I do not believe that there are any Muslims in America. That is obviously if they are true Muslim believers who are truly giving allegiance to us, to our country, or our constitution. Finally, in our last program, we learned that in general, Muhammad taught the Muslim people to lie to everyone. No kidding, you heard me right, to everyone. That is, they can lie to their wives, they can lie to their enemies, and they can lie to their own people, their friends, to make peace between them. Not surprisingly now that Muslims have influenced all our politicians who are destroying us by believing such lies. And believe it or not, today we will look at the lies of President Barack Hussein Obama, which is the echoing of the lies of President George W. Bush, which he repeated to the American people for a long 7 years. Now first, let us listen to the lies of Barack Hussein Obama, who said,
"Now let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic."
Excuse me, what? ISIL is not Islamic? So what is ISIS? Baptist? Catholic? This is unbelievable. If ISIL is not Islamic, then we have to come to the conclusion that neither was Muhammad the prophet of Islam or Allah, the God of Muhammad, the God of Islam. Because I did not see anything ISIS is doing which does not fit with the Orthodox Islam. But let us hear some more of President Obama.
"No religion condones the killing of innocents."
President Obama said no religion condones the killing of innocents. Well, I have two questions for Mr. Obama. First, what is innocence? Does he know that Islam teaches that all Christians are infidels and infidels must be killed, as we're going to see as we continue in our study? Number two, what does Obama know about Islam? Because if you take killing out of the Quran, the religion of Islam, there would be nothing left for the Muslims. We're talking about over 300 verses throughout the pages of the Quran teach nothing but Muslims to engage in war and to perform jihad and to terrorize the Christian and the Jew and everyone and anyone who does not believe in Islam. So, once again, that was the biggest lie I ever heard from the mouth of that president. ISIL or ISIS is 100% strong Muslim believers. They are actually echoing the voice and the action of Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. But then President Obama continues,
"And the vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslim."
Obviously, that's not true, because the vast majority of ISIL victims or ISIS victims are Christians. But since we don't count how many Christians are being killed by the hand of the Muslims, we really do not know how many Christians were killed by the hand of ISIS, do we? How many Muslim females are for sale right now in Iraq? The answer is obviously none. Only the Christian widows and the Christian orphans whom ISIL have taken over from the homes of the Christians are for sale. So I do not know where did the president come up with this information. But you know what? It doesn't matter really. I will prove to you from our study that it is okay for the ISIS believers or ISIL believers to kill all the Shiites and every other Muslims who will not go in agreement with them. We will leave this to be answered later. But let's continue a little bit more of the speech of President Barack Hussein Obama, who said,
"ISIL is a terrorist organization, pure and simple, and it has no vision other than the slaughter of all who stand in its way."
Exactly, Mr. President. We are in agreement, but I'm not going to call ISIL a terrorist group. I will call them a Muslim terrorist group. That is the only difference I had with you concerning the name of ISIS or ISIL. And they will take anyone who stand from before them. That is including any American or any of our allies. They will continue to do their work because they are insisting to fulfill their duty before Allah and before Muhammad, as we will see in our study. A little bit more of the words of wisdom which came from the mouth of President Barack Hussein Obama concerning his opinion of ISIS.
"In a region that has known so much bloodshed, these terrorists are unique in their brutality. They execute captured prisoners. They kill children. They enslave, rape, and force women into marriage. They threaten the religious minority with genocide. And in acts of barbarism, they took the lives of two American journalists, Jim Foley and Stephen Sotloff."
Yes, indeed, Mr. President. The region where ISIS live has seen a lot of bloodshed. As a matter of fact, this bloodshed began from the days of Muhammad, when his early Muslim followers went to Iraq and killed the Christian men, those who believed in Jesus Christ, and they forced many of the women to the rest of what you just mentioned in that speech. And that's why we got the Muslims in Iraq from the first place.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Do you know, Mr. President, that 1,400 years ago, Iraq was a Christian country with Christian believers? What happened to all the men who used to live in Iraq? Their blood was shed by Muhammad early believers, those who obeyed the commands of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. But then, Mr. President, you said these terrorists are unique in their brutality. I do not know. What do you mean that they're unique? They're just copying what Muhammad taught their ancestors 1,400 years ago. So what is unique about that? But listen how the president is trying to tell us that from what they are doing, maybe this will be a good excuse for not counting them to be Muslims. For he said, they execute, capture prisoners. Didn't Muhammad do that, Mr. President? As a matter of fact, he's teaching that in the Quran for all the Muslim believers to practice. Let me quote for you, Mr. President, what Allah said in the Quran about the killing of captured prisoners. Here is a verse for you, Mr. President. You need to learn about the Holy Book, as you always call it. In Quran chapter 9 and verse 67, it says, it is not for a prophet to take captives until he had made a great slaughter in the land. You desire the wits of this world, and Allah desires the hereafter, and Allah is dear wise. And the interpretation of this verse is very clear. You see, the Muslims were capturing so many prisoners, and they got distracted with these prisoners whom they were wishing to sell and make profit in this world, and that's why they almost lost the war. That's when the rest of the infidels were about to gain victory against them, and the infidel actually killed some of the Muslim believers. Muhammad got so upset with them, and Allah fixed this problem by commanding Muhammad to command the Muslim believers not to take prisoners of war. All what they had to do is to continue to slaughter them until they have a great victory. After that, they can keep some of the prisoners for the purpose of selling them or enjoy them sexually. That is concerning all the female captives. So what is wrong with ISIL or ISIS to behead all these men whom they beheaded? As for the killing of the children and enslave and rape and force women into marriage, this is exactly what Muhammad did. This is exactly what is written in the Quran. After all, Mr. President, what the right hand possessed, this statement which is repeated throughout the Quran, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, that is your book, which you believe in and which you read and you're bragging about to be holy. Allah in that Quran said, it is the right for the Muslim believers to keep all the women and the children as concubines and as slaves, and they can do whatever they wish to them. And that is the reality of Islam, which obviously you pretending in that speech not to know anything about. And then you ended your speech, Mr. President, by saying that these ISIL are not good Muslims. Why? Because they threaten to genocide all religious minority. And that is exactly what Muslim has been doing since the days of Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, until today. That's how they were able to create 57 Muslim countries in the world, Mr. President. And that is exactly what the Muslim will continue to do in Europe and here in America. All what you need to do, Mr. President, is just help them out. Free the rest of the prisoners, which we have in Gitmo prison, and maybe aid them with some of our technology, some of our weapon, which you have already done that, even in my home country, Egypt, a couple years ago, when you sent to Mohamed Morsi, the president of the Brotherhood, whom you put in power, when you sent to him F-16, F-18, tanks, and stealth warship. And I don't know what else will come out of your office in the next 2 years. I was surprised that you, Mr. President, were upset about how these barbaric Muslim of ISIS beheaded our two journalists, Jim and Steve. I do not know, where have you been living, Mr. President? Under some big rock in the White House? Because that is exactly what ISIS has been doing for years. And that's exactly how Muslim always kills their victims. It is beheading. In our study, Mr. President, I will be quoting verses from the Quran, which from it we will see that that is exactly how Muslims are supposed to kill their victims, not by anything but beheading, separation of the head from the body. And I'm glad, Mr. President, that we are in agreement that this is a very barbaric act, and that is the act of Allah and Muhammad and all Muslim believers. But then President Barack Hussein Obama ended his wonderful speech by saying,
"Our intelligence community believes that thousands of foreigners, including Europeans and some Americans, have joined them in Syria and Iraq. Trained and battle-hardened, these fighters could try to return to their home countries and carry out deadly attacks."
Well, let's critique what President Obama said. He said the intelligence community believes that thousands of foreigners, including Europeans and some Americans, have joined them in Syria and Iraq. Wait a minute, Mr. President. Are you really concerned about the Americans and the Europeans who are joining ISIS in Syria and Iraq? Your words contradict your action, Mr. President. In one hand, you are freeing the jihadi whom we captured from the field in Iraq and in Syria and Afghanistan, whom we have in our prisons for years, and you know for sure that at least one third of them, as the media are telling us, are going back to engage in war. You are freeing these people by your own choice, Mr. President. Your executive order, 1 week after 1 week, when you send 5 and 4 and 3 and 7 and 8, you are freeing the radical leaders, and you worry about the children of America, the teenagers of Europe who are joining ISIS? I don't know if the American people are that naive to listen to your lies and believe you. What concern do you have about ISIS if you are supporting ISIS by freeing their leaders out of our own prison? And are you really worried about these foreigners, that they may come back to America or to Europe and that they may start some homegrown terrorism? Maybe if you are really concerned, Mr. President, about the terrorist attack which is coming to America and it is already everywhere else in the West, maybe you should go in war for real and get rid of them there in the foreign land, not here in America. The bombs you are dropping on ISIS, on these empty buildings, will never get rid of ISIS. ISIS today is growing stronger in number and in weapon than where they were 6 months ago or even 2 years ago. You know why, Mr. President? Because you made up your decision not to go on war. Because after all, you already received the Nobel Peace Prize. before even you get to the White House. I never heard of anybody get reward about something before he does it. And you are fulfilling your promise to the Brotherhood and to the Muslim Jihadi worldwide that you will not go in war with Islam. Indeed, that is the only time I see you fulfilling your word. Everything else you have told the American people was nothing but lies. But in that one, you have fulfilled your word that you are not gonna go in war against Islam. And you know for sure that ISIS is Islam, and so is every other Muslim jihadi in the Middle East. If it is Hezbollah or Fatah, if it is Hamas or Ikhwan, if it is Shabab or Boko Haram, it doesn't matter what names they give for themselves. They are all Muslims. And you know it, Mr. President. And that's why you're not going to go in war with them. You purposely left Iraq after we had some victory and brought it to chaos. And now you're repeating the same thing in the country of Afghanistan as another gift you are giving to the Taliban. And who knows what else is coming towards us, simply because you have shown that you are very weak by how you're reacting to all the Muslim attacks on us and on our allies. I know that you have shown so much concern to these two American journalists to the point that you give up few minutes of your golf game to say a few words for the family of one of them. But you have not shown any concern to the thousands of Christians who have been killed under your watch while you're enjoying your golf games all over the last 6 years of your being in this office. And that is the reality about what's happening in America. And this speech does not move me an inch. And if the American people know you, this speech will not move them an inch either. And to continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again in the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.